Welcome back. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We've all called out sick from work, but when you need a mental health day, will your boss understand? WHUR's Millette Green has tonight's Talk Around Town.
She needed a mental health day, and that's what she bravely admitted to her boss. This Olark company web developer could have simply called out sick, saying she had a physical illness, but she didn't. How many of us have had those days? But how many of us have actually been able to give the real reason? After all, there are no designated sick days for mental health. We've got to get to a place where mental health is a justifiable reason to take off in the workplace. And in this woman's case, her tweet and boss's reaction, it went viral. This was the first time she had ever been this honest, and it paid off. Her boss, more importantly, fully understood her need to take a couple of days to reset and get her head back in the game. Now, that is a healthy work environment. I'm Millette Green, and that's the Talk Around Town.
Thank you so much, Millette. In sports, Venus Williams is heading to another Wimbledon final this year. She defeated Britain's Johanna Konta 6-4, 6-2. She's 11 years younger than Williams. Williams' victory comes after an emotional start at Wimbledon, where she faced questions about her involvement in a deadly car accident in Palm Beach, Florida. Police said video evidence showed she was not at fault. Williams now faces Spain's Garbiñe Muguruza. At 37, Williams could become the oldest women's singles champion at Wimbledon since 1908. Well, let's take a quick look at our weather now. It has been the hottest day of the year, and it's going to get hotter. Heat index values were in the triple digits in some parts of the D.C. metro, of course, with stifling humidity. Tonight, still humid with lows in the mid to upper 70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, but the temperatures will rise quickly. Highs in the low to mid 90s, higher by the afternoon, and sticky. Heat index could be as high as 105 degrees. Storm chances grow quite a bit with the risk of heavy rain and dangerous lightning. And by the way, if you're looking for a cooling center to beat the heat, there are dozens of them open across the region in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. You need to check the websites of your local government for listings. Well, coming up, you run a business and you need employees. How do you know if you're hiring the right or wrong person? We're talking about it. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Insight is next.
If you'd like to stay connected, this is your personal invitation to join me tonight. Hi, I'm Lorna Newton. The connection's on from 8 till midnight, and the only thing missing is you. We've got all the music you love to hear, you love to relax to, you love to tap your toes to. We'll do it all just for you. The Connection, right here on HUR Voices on Sirius XM. That's 8 o'clock tonight, Eastern Standard Time. Bring a friend along.
Innovative treatments and cures can help solve our biggest healthcare cost challenges. Hi, I'm Diane Alexander, Executive Director of Women in Government. The U.S. is projected to spend $13.5 trillion on hospital care over the next decade. It's more important than ever that new medicines be developed that will keep patients healthy and out of the hospital. Our members support the 854,000 biopharmaceutical sector employees working in the U.S. to meet and beat our biggest health challenges. To learn more, visit fromhopetocures.org.
Hi, I'm Javon Harley, your travel pro with the Traveling Culturati, exclusively on HUR Voices. Join me every Saturday at noon Eastern Time for the style and culture of travel. Join Club Culturati and connect with me on social media at TravelingCulturati.com.
I was 11 years old at my first national championships. I fell, I don't know how many times.
Michelle Kwan is the most decorated figure skater in U.S. history.
But I had a dream. My dream came true because I dedicated myself.
Dedication made Michelle Kwan a champion.
I was passionate about something, and I made sure that I worked hard for it.
And dedication can make your dreams a reality.
Whatever your dream and goals are, they can come true.
Dedication. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals. Because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We've seen an explosion of small businesses in America since the end of the Great Recession. Many of them have grown from one-person home-based operations, and they've grown with employees. But whether you're running a small business and need to hire one extra person, or you're working in corporate America and hiring many people, one thing remains the same. You have to have the right person for the right job. The wrong person or people could spell disaster for your business or your position. So how do you do that? What's involved? What are the speed bumps, landmines, and some of the tips to make sure that you have the right people working for you and with you? Well, joining me to talk about this tonight is Dr. Vanessa Weaver. She is CEO and founder of Alignment Strategies. Now, if you're looking for hiring advice, or if you have a story you want to share, good or bad, we'll listen. Give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or DailyDrumWHUR. Vanessa, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, good. Well, we'll see about that. Because, and the reason I say that is because a lot of people, when they go into a job, they're really excited about sitting down, talking to the employer, the hiring manager. And a lot of times they may leave feeling dejected because they're not the right person for the job, even though they think they are. How do you know?
From whose perspective?
From the hiring manager's perspective.
From the hiring perspective. Yeah. Well, first of all, just as a little background, my company, Alignment Strategies, we've been in business almost 28 years.
Okay.
And what we do is work with Fortune 100, 500 companies on issues of diversity, having an organizational culture that supports and embraces people who are different, and also to we work with them in terms of how do you design the system so that people feel like they're fully engaged in the workplace. Mm-hmm. And what we find more often than not, it's not so much is it the right job, but have we in fact have organizations and companies in fact made the investment to develop people and to cultivate their skills in ways that really enrich their job.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do, but to my point, you got to have something when you come in the door.
Right.
You have to have the education.
Correct.
You may have to have the intellectual chutzpah.
Yeah.
You may have to have an understanding of culture of that particular job. When you say Fortune 100s, you may, you know, 30 years ago, it was starched white shirts and ties
exactly.
and skirts below the knee.
Right.
But now it could be flip-flops and shorts as long as you know what you're doing.
Exactly.
And so with that said, again, from a hiring perspective, what is it that you need to know? When a person comes in, do you have to have a sixth sense?
Well, it would be helpful in terms of understanding a person's character. Do they have the kind of personality that would fit in an organization? I mean, you look for some of those what we call intangible or some of those nuanced factors. Most companies have protocols and, you know, job descriptions and job requirements that they put in place. But it's really having a sense of who that person is and having an understanding of how they can fit or not fit in particular roles that becomes very, very important.
Give me an example.
For example, if you're in an organization, right, that is, say, very IT-driven, And you have a lot of engineers in the organization. Well, we know that in those kind of cultures, engineers oftentimes are very introverted. And that's not true for every engineer. But they can tend to be very, very introverted, you know, focus on the math or focus on the engineering approach. And so if, in fact, you know, you're hiring someone to come into an organization who has a personality that's markedly different from that kind of culture, then you have to be concerned about how do they fit in. Like, for example, we were doing some work a couple of weeks ago with one of our clients and their utility company. And we said, you know, we need to get a sense of what these work styles are in the organization because they're trying to have more innovation, more ingenuity, and people are kind of regimented, don't want to change, want to do things the same way. And so we did this, use this tool called Colby that looks at work styles. And what we found in doing the assessment with this particular client was that most of their people were what we call red lines. So they were very, very mathematically oriented, not very interactive, not very engaging, would only do things in terms of, would approach the task in terms of what the number said. And what the organization was trying to do was to get them to think outside of the box and be more innovative, right? And so when you think about hiring people, you want to think about not only what are the skills that you need immediately, but what's your vision for the future? And so if you're hiring people to do the things you've already always done, but in fact your vision is to grow in other areas or work in different ways, then you have to figure out who is this kind of new person that I need to hire? And what we find is that a lot of times when people enter these jobs, they come in with a level of enthusiasm and a level of motivation to really contribute and be successful and be part of the team. And a lot of times the culture just drives it out of them. You know, the level of rigidity or the level of do it the way we've always done it stifles the creativity and innovation of people. And so what happens is that you have these new people coming in who want to do something, want to bring these different perspectives. You got folks who've been there all the time and want to work a particular way, and it begins to demoralize a person. And the typical response is, well, we hired the wrong person.
Hold that
And we
point.
Really see that with people of color and women.
I want to get into that a little bit more, too. Hold that point for just a second. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about hiring for your business, whether it's small or whether it's a large business, whether it's a corporate culture. How do you know that you're hiring the right person? How do you know that you're hiring the wrong person? How do you avoid the duds? If you have a question or a comment about hiring for your business or for your organization, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. And how about this? If you thought you were the right person for the job that you did not get, I want to hear from you as well. Give us a call. The lines are still open at 202-319-7810. Talk to me, Vanessa, a little bit about the culture piece again, because as I described in the beginning, you mentioned IT.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, in IT, a lot of times there are a lot of engineers.
Mm-hmm.
And the stereotypical view of an engineer is, you know, pocket protector, glasses wearing, like I said, white right. shirts, unless you work for Mickey Mouse, Walt Disney.
And they have a lot of engineers.
They have a lot of engineers, but they don't call them engineers. They call them Imagineers. And
right.
a lot of those folks
right.
have piercings and tattoos
right,
and
exactly.
and purple hair. and other unusual visual qualifications. Mm-hmm. But with that said, these people are considered the genius behind Walt Disney. Mm-hmm. How do you break into, you know, that culture, thinking outside the box, as you just mentioned?
Well, I think for the person that's interested in going and joining an organization, they need to do their research to really understand what that culture is. You know, what is the kind of organization that I'm joining and how can I best fit in? We know from our work that you have about 6 months to prove your value in organization. About 6 months for people to think, okay, we got a winner here. And either you're going to make that, either people are going to feel that way about you or they're not. And what we see, unfortunately, is that if you come into an organization, you're not able to make that home run, to make that hit, then in about 9 to 12 months, that person's going to be on the outs. But the question you ask is, well, how do you know, did you hire a loser? I mean, did you mm-hmm. hire a person that didn't fit? And what I'm saying is that many times the organization has not been prepared to really embrace that person in a way that they can give all that they need to give. So it's an easier excuse. It's an easier explanation to say, you know what, we need to change our hiring practice versus saying, you know what, are we really clear what we need to hire, what we're hiring for? You know, are we hiring for today? Are we hiring for the direction and the vision of this business in 2 to 3 years from now?
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about hiring the right person and avoiding hiring the wrong person for your office, for your business. I want to grab a phone call. We're going to get the answer on the other side, but let me go to Lorraine. Lorraine, what's your question real quick?
Hi, I'm Lorraine. With the Therapy Connection, and we've been around for about 2 years, and this has actually been a very difficult situation for us. We've kind of had some big hearts, and so we saw people, they talked a good game, and then we hired them, and then a couple months down the road, they turned out to be not what we expected and not what we needed. So it costed a lot of money and things like that. And
well,
so
Lorraine, hold your point. Do not hang up. Because I want to get the rest of it. I've got to go to a quick break. Also, Eileen calling from Maryland. Stay with us. You will be able to hear the program. I'll get you next. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Do not hang up. We'll be back in just a moment.